This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Clayton McBride, CLAYTONMCBRIDE, date of birth 07/16/1956, date of appointment 9/25/2024, requesting physician Kerry Kiviak, KerryYakawiakPA. Dear Kerry Yakiviak, I have the pleasure of seeing Clayton McBride today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 68-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the Ellis Hospital, ELLIS, on September 17, 2024. Patient report that at 5 p.m. while he was at work, he became confused, dizzy, difficulty forming the sentences, and blurry vision. He was shaking, he could not see through the both eyes. He left the work, checked his blood sugar. It was normal. He drove home and then called the EMS because he developed a pounding headache across the front of his head. He was having some numbness and tingling on the right arm. He was not having any weakness. The whole event lasted about 12 hours. He has a history of pulmonary embolism in 2017. MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck were within normal limit in the hospital. Presently, he become easily tired, weak, become confused, short-term memory is not good. If he carries something with the left hand, his left hand starts shaking. Past medical history, benign positional vertigo, history of sinusitis, arthritis, cataract, hemorrhoids, kidney stone, history of COVID-19, asthma, neuropathy, type 2 diabetes mellitus, vitamin D deficiency, history of pulmonary embolism, past surgical history, knee replacement, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications, aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily, sumatriptan 50 milligram PRN for migraine, amlodipine, insulin, glargine, irbesartan, levothyroxine, metformin, metoprolol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is married, lives with his wife, have three children, family history, mother deceased with hypertension, diabetes, father deceased, diabetes mellitus and stroke, five sister and seven brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft. Bowels on, present, neck supple, there is no carotid pruri, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation on the left side in the leg. Deep tender reflex is no. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, transient cerebral ischemia. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, hearing loss. Hearing decrease on the left side. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily and atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily. I would like to order the B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.